As promised, we are joined right now by a safety for the Cleveland Browns. Coming off a game where he had three tackles, he had a pass defended, he had an interception in Sunday's win over Pittsburgh. He was the 119th pick overall in 2019 out of Miami. He is the founder of the Gloria Red Wine Foundation. And we've got another big one. You've got Cleveland at Kansas City Sunday. It is a CBS game. Sheldrick Redwine is my guest. Sheldrick, good to have you on the show. How are you?
I'm doing good. Appreciate you for having me.
Well, I appreciate you coming on. That was great. So before we get into the win over Pittsburgh, can you take us back to the lead up to that game? You beat the Steelers in that closeout in the regular season, and then you're in the playoffs, but you know you got to go into that game without your head coach, without other members of the coaching staff. You had some key teammates who tested positive as well. So what was your reaction when you heard all that news, and what was the collective mindset going into the game?
You know, it was shocking, you know, to see a lot of that stuff happen. But, you know, the collective mindset was, you know, do anything that it takes to get the job done, you know. We know those guys are going to be with us in spirit, you know, Coach Stefanski, you know, having him out, you know, that was a big blow. But it was, Kate, don't let anything distract us from the ultimate goal of just going out there and getting the job done to get the win.
Sheldrick Redwine is joining us. So you have that mindset coming in. I would imagine it was pretty important to get off to a quick start. But then you come out and the defense scores on the very first play of the game. What was the vibe like among the players at that point after that play?
Oh, man, it was like we knew it was on. You know, after that, you know, that's as fast as a start you can ask to get out to, you know. So it really gave us the momentum, you know, and I feel like we kept that momentum, you know, for a long time, enabling us to be able to jump out to that early lead, you know. So having a play like that is great, you know, starting out like that and really getting the defense hyped up.
So you get out quickly, and the next thing you know, it's 14-0, then it's 21-0, and then on Pittsburgh's next drive, you come up with the interception. Can you take me through the play? What did you see on that play?
Oh, yeah, on that play, I think it was a form of cover two, you know, and I've seen, you know, the receiver couldn't really threaten me outside, you know, so I seen him melting inside, so I melted with him. And then our defensive line got great pressure, forcing a high throw. You know, he threw it high. It tipped off the receiver's hands, you know, and he just fell into my lap, man. It was a great feeling.
We're talking to Cleveland Browns' Sheldrick Redwine. The Browns getting ready to play Kansas City. You know, so three plays later, the score, the offense makes it 28-0. You go on to win by double digits. Listen, I don't want to make this about me, but I've been riding with you guys for the last couple of years, but there were a lot of experts predicting that you guys would lose. Even Juju Smith-Schuster made his comments. In fact, how aware were you of what was being said, what he said, and then how much did that motivate the guys in the locker room?
You know, we were aware of what was said, you know, but like I said, we didn't let that distract us. You know, a lot of that stuff be for the media, you know, so we just like to keep it there, you know, and we like to really just go out and perform, you know, opposed to really getting into disputes and stuff over what's being said.
I mean, listen, like any athlete, you can only control what you can control, and you can only control yourself and your reaction to things. But I'm kind of curious. It's your second season in Cleveland. You know the history of the Browns. Even if you had nothing to do with it, and the guys you play with really had nothing to do with it, you know about that history. So how has this group gone about changing the culture and creating something new with the Browns?
Oh, man, we've taken taken it to heart, you know, that we've been able to come in and change the culture, you know, that of the organization. You know, it's a great feeling to be able to be a part of a huge change of something that you know has a long history of, you know. So I'm thankful for it, and the guys are really thankful for this opportunity, and we're just trying to make the most of it.
That's the thing is, maybe you weren't a part of what came or what happened before you got there, but the fans are, and the fans, man, they've been through some tough years, lean years, rough years. What's it mean to be able to give this to the fans of that town and that team?
I mean, you know, the fans love it, man. You know, they've been through it, you know, with this team. We got the fans who've been here for a long time, you know, so being able to see them smiling, you know, and coming off the plane, seeing those guys excited for us, getting the win, you know, that's exciting for us, so. You know, it's been great to be able to see how they've been reacting to our success.
Sheldrick Redwine joining us for a few more moments. It's obviously you've got work to do still yet. Everybody knows that. You're getting ready to face Patrick Mahomes and that Kansas City offense. What is the key this week as you get ready for them?
I mean, you know, just don't try to do anything too special. You know, be who we've been. You know, just continue to just build and grow as a team. You know, get that collective, you know, that collective mindset in. Have everything in place to where everybody's doing their job. Everybody knows what needs to be done. and to make sure everybody's in place.
Yeah, before I let you go, I want to ask you about something off the field. I think a lot of the fans listening watch you as a player, and they don't always know what goes on within the individual or the athlete or what goes on off the field. I mentioned that you've got a foundation, and you started the Gloria Red Wine Foundation. It's named after your great-grandmother. What inspired you to start that foundation?
Just knowing her, her personality. You know, she's a loving, giving person. You know, I've seen her take in people, you know, who been less fortunate, you know, and really be able to raise multiple people, you know. She's called mom by so many people, you know, and just seeing her, how she affects the community and people respond to her, you know. I've created the foundation, you know, to give back to the community, give back to kids, you know, and to use her name kind of as an extension of that love, you know, to just bring about a change.
Good for you. Great job. Listen, one more thing. When the pandemic kicked in and everything shut down in the offseason, you were really careful to make sure that you spent your time wisely. I know you spent some time reading books on finance and motivation. You watched a lot of videos. You were looking, quote, to find myself on a deeper level. I'm always fascinated by that. I'm curious, what types of things were you reading? What kind of videos were you watching?
Man, all type of videos. You know, Eric Thomas, Steve Harvey, those motivational type guys, you know, who really helped me to grow, not only as a, you know, as a person, but, you know, on a spiritual level, you know, when they really question you to really dig into yourself to really find out what you really are, you know. So it's been a great growth process for me, you know, reading, gaining knowledge. You know, I've recently, you know, started learning about cryptocurrency, you know, a lot of stuff. You know, I just try to stick my hand in a lot of, you know, areas just to find out a little bit about a lot, you know.
Yeah, Eric Thomas is a guy. I watch him, too. I've never actually spoken to him. And I make a point, Shodrick, of finding guys like that because I want to connect with guys like that. He's the, quote, hip-hop preacher. He's got amazing energy. He's got a great background. I'm glad you mentioned crypto. I did not know that, per se. Now, I bought a Bitcoin at $9,200. Dude, that has been a roller coaster ride, right?
I'm sure.
Do you have one? Do you have any? How are you approaching crypto game?
Oh, yeah, definitely. You know, I'm still learning about it, you know, so I put a little bit here and there. You know, nothing too crazy, you know, because I'm still learning about it. I really want to get the ins and outs about it before I really put, you know, and make a real investment towards it.
My guy, keep me posted. Keep me posted with what you learn and what you find out, because I'm with you. I'm trying to learn myself. But, man, that has been some kind of crazy ride. Kind of like the Browns. The Browns going up against Kansas City on Sunday. Shodrick Red Wine, safety for the Browns, joining us. Shodrick, great to have you on, man. Good luck this weekend.
Appreciate that. Thank you.
You too. Thank you.